We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 15th of March, 2023. Today, partly cloudy, windy, warmer, a high near 70, but winds out of the south gusting up to 30. Tomorrow, we've got that shot of scattered severe storms by the afternoon and evening, a threat level 3 out of 5. So we're going to be watching it for you on KRLD throughout the next couple days. It looks like it was another deadly night in Dallas. We are learning more about a shooting in Deep Ellum. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more on what we know.
Not a lot of information about this yet. We've seen reports that bullets pierced the windows of the Bitter End Club overnight in Deep Ellum. At least 2 people are dead. We're seeing that one victim was likely struck by a stray round. But again, this is a developing story. Not a lot of info. I'm reaching out to police, trying to get an update for you. And we will let you know just as soon as we have more information on this. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
We also have an update on a quadruple murder that happened earlier this week. Police have identified the 4 people gunned down inside a Dallas apartment as 18-year-old Juan Cruz, 25-year-old Guadalupe Cruz, 20-year-old Jasmine Santos, and 21-year-old Fatima Fuentes. 2 brothers, the wife of one of those brothers and a friend. DPD spokesperson Kristen Lohman says that relatives discovered the bodies inside the Arlo apartment homes on Villa Verde Avenue.
The victims had not been heard from, that people went to go check on them, and that's when they were discovered, and we were called.
The baby of the 2 victims was found inside the apartment as well, but fortunately was not hurt. 2 suspects have been arrested, Asusina Sanchez and Artemio Maldonado, who police say admitted to the shooting. According to the affidavit, Sanchez and Juan Cruz had a son together and were in the middle of a custody dispute. Minority students, parents, and community members are furious with the Grand Prairie School Board after a video went public showing high school students chanting a racist slur inside a classroom.
The video shows students in the presence of a substitute teacher writing the letters of a common slur on post-it notes while chanting the letters in connection with the word hate. Grand Prairie NAACP President Angela Lucky Vaughn shared a Facebook Live asking John Dubisky Career High School students for their views.
Students at Dubisky felt comfortable saying the N-word with the ER. They don't need any comfortability going to that school like this. All 4 students in that video should be expelled, including the girl that recorded it.
Grand Prairie school administrators say they are aware of the video and will deal harshly with the students involved. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The owner of 3 horses involved in a deadly crash in Dallas is speaking out. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has his story.
Lorenzo Gooch owns ML Downs in Dallas. It was from his property where the 3 horses involved in the deadly crash along Great Trinity Forest were taken from. I spoke with Gooch, and he tells me he first realized that something was wrong by watching the news.
I was on the property. I went down to check, and the gate opened, everything opened and gone.
And it was at that moment that he realized that the horses were his. One died at the scene, one was euthanized by a veterinarian, and the other survived and should make a full recovery. Gooch tells me the 3 were being trained for harness racing.
2 of them was pacers, 1 were trotter. The 2 pacers got killed, the trotter is the one that got back.
Gooch says his surveillance cameras were unable to capture clear images of the thieves. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police hope new surveillance photos will help them find a pickup truck that was involved in a deadly crash.
Police in the Wise County town of Rome say someone driving a pickup truck ran a motorcyclist off the road on US 287 last week, and the motorcycle rider died from his injuries. They'd previously released photos from a nearby business showing the truck in the distance, but now they have found more surveillance cameras on another building in the area. Those photos are much clearer and show more detail. The truck is a Ford four-door, possibly an F-250 or F-350, with a distinctive front bumper and hood scoop. It was also pulling a trailer with mismatched wheels. Rome police hope someone will recognize the vehicle and call them or the Wise County Sheriff's Office. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Southwest Airlines CEO says his company is making changes to avoid another operations meltdown like the one we saw during the holidays. But as we hear from KRLD's LP Phillips, the plan's drawing some skepticism.
Bob Jordan says much of the problem leading to the December mess was winter weather. He's proposing more winter weather equipment at a couple of airports and new computer software to help with scheduling. But Casey Murray of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says,
if you're doing and using all of the same processes that have failed you before, and I'm talking about processes of connecting crews to airplanes, that's where we've seen their efficiency slide, and that ultimately is what's causing a lot of these problems.
He says winter weather was not behind the problem Columbus Day weekend of 2021 when there were similar issues. Jordan told a conference in New York he hopes to have most of the issues resolved by October. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Property taxes are a common concern for those who own land in the state. The lieutenant governor says he's got a plan to lower property taxes.
In the state Senate, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants to increase the homestead exemption to $70,000, up from the current level of $40,000, and triple the over 65-year-old exemption from school taxes from $10,000 to $30,000.
We have this incredible blessing of this surplus like we've never seen before, and we're going to manage that not just for this session, not just for the next session and the next session, but looking out where will the legislature and Texas being in 15 to 20 years.
If the combined proposals pass, it would account for just over half of the state's record surplus of $32.7 billion. The House has its own plan, which caps annual appraisal increases at 5% for all properties. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Again, breezy today with a high near 70, expecting some severe weather tomorrow afternoon.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.